Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. No Jamie Rivers today. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Let's talk to the fifth member of the Fast Lane. He is Matt Holliday, former Cardinals slugger, right now on 101 ESPN. Matt, how's everything going?
That was solid intro music right there. That was solid right there.
You just got the biggest smile out of Marsh that I think I've ever seen, Matt. Nice job.
Good work. Good work, Marsh.
Where are you dancing right now, Matt? Like, where are you, in a public facility?
I am back in Oklahoma. I've been gone for about a week. We were in Florida watching Jackson play for the USA team. And so I am back in Oklahoma as of this morning. I'm sitting up in the offices. We have a night practice tonight. So I'm doing my little dance here at the stadium in the offices at Obrate Stadium here in beautiful Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Matt, I saw a picture of Jackson. I believe he was sporting a Nolan Arenado glove. Does that sound about right? It looked good on him.
Okay, that was Ethan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dang it.
No worries. Yes, he was sporting Nolan Arenado glove.
Matt, I saw a picture of Ethan online. He was sporting a Nolan Arenado glove. That's probably a nice piece of leather.
Yeah. Yeah, so Nolan sent that to Jackson and Ethan. And then, of course, Ethan takes it to the big 14U Select Fest, and the Rawlings people are there. And so they, you know, he likes that. That's good for him. Like, he was probably, like, had it, you know, setting on his head, and so everyone would notice that he had that. So, of course, Rawlings wanted to take pictures of it, and he happily obliged. But Nolan sent that to him, and he takes care of those two boys pretty well with gear, between bats and batting gloves and gloves, and, you know, as if they don't have enough stuff, but he hooks them up.
It's good to have friends like that. It is. It's good for them.
It is.
Hey,
it is.
Speaking of taking care of stuff, did you take care of business last night? Did you have the Buccaneers in the Pick'em Challenge?
I did. I got a little nervous there at the end, but probably like most of the people listening that are in the Pick'em Challenge. I can't imagine there was a lot of Cowboy picks, but I was a little nervous there at the end. But, you know, when you got Tommy at the end there, you feel pretty good about your chances.
Matt, are you all in now? Are you, not that you weren't all in before, but are you watching the game, knowing that you've got so much on the line? Are you fired up?
I was sweating it, and I had Antonio Brown and Mike Evans on my fantasy league that I'm in with Adam Wainwright and some of his buddies. And I was rooting hard. I don't think Tom Brady likes Mike Evans. At least last night he didn't.
Likes AB though.
He did. He does like AB. And then he loves Gronk. And why shouldn't he? I mean, do you guys notice that Gronk's hands look like they're bigger than everything on the entire football field?
He's a monster.
That one-handed grab that he had last night was disgusting.
It looks like he's wearing gloves that are like full of somebody else's hands. Like giant hands. And so he gets a lot of the throws in the red zone, which could come back to bite me.
Hey, Matt, just to make sure, because the guys yesterday said that I'm now in charge of making sure that you put in your picks. And if you don't put in your picks, I'm also the one that needs to head down to Oklahoma and take care of business.
He said physically.
Yeah, physically take care. Yeah. Now, I know you're a big man, okay? I will do a lot of narcotics on the ride down to Oklahoma.
That seems unsafe.
Okay,
and gear up for you.
You guys know Hub, right? You guys know Hub. I've introduced Hub.
Yeah, he's running balls in AA.
Yes. So Hub is my fantasy / pick'em, make sure that I'm on top of everything. So he is my guy. He is my layer to say, hey, you need to make sure your pick's in.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking. Let's bounce some ideas. So Hub is my consultant. on everything fantasy / pick'em. So I've built a level of insulation, Anthony, to make sure that
yes.
I don't forget or screw up. So I make sure also, according to you now, I need to make sure in case you take a lot of drugs and drive down here, I don't want any part of that either. So,
good man.
I'm good.
It's Matt, it's family, the 2011 World Series, and then this. So, and I
yes.
would, you may need to flip the World Series in the Pick'em Challenge. I don't know. So just kind of throwing out there how important this is.
I'm on it. I'm on it. And I also have the big fella helping me. So we should be good.
This would actually be a really good time to tell Matt what the punishment is if, in fact, we lose. He's in already, you know, but
yes.
it's not just the getting shot weekly.
Right. And I don't know how you want – listen, Matt, I don't know how you want to handle that, okay? If you want us to send you maybe the airsoft gun and maybe your lovely wife will shoot you. I don't know. That's on you. That's on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. She would probably enjoy that. I think we talked about that
yep.
before. There's
sure.
probably at least one time per week where she would gladly let me have it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that'd be fun. We, you know, we could video it, and then your listeners and everybody would get a good kick out of that. So.
Perfect.
So that's the weekly, and I don't expect you to lose much, but
no.
but there is one at the end of the year. Anthony, tell them about the end of the year. If we aren't going to lose this year.
No.
But if we did.
If we did lose, we have to do a polar plunge in January in one of the in the lakes
okay.
around here. Yeah, Creve Coeur Lake. So
wow.
Let's just not lose.
You know what? I'm busy. I'm busy in January.
It can be early February. I mean, we'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of getting shot, did I ever tell you the story about when I got to shoot Adam Wainwright with one of those fake pellet guns?
No.
Oh, nice.
So we were in Florida, and I have this Navy SEAL friend who, and they were doing their they were doing one of their deals where they, you know, before they go on a mission, they practice missions, and they were in Florida in Fort Lauderdale, and we drove from Jupiter to watch them do this kind of extraction exercise in downtown Fort Lauderdale, where basically they close down downtown, they drop the helicopters in, and they fill the buildings full of actors or people that volunteer to be shot by the SEALs with these fake rubber. I guess kind of like paintball type situation, which was really cool. It was unbelievable. But so my friend, who's the master commander of one of the SEAL Team 6, which is pretty incredible. But anyways, he invited us to come watch. So Wayno and a couple of the other guys, we drove down and we were standing on top of this parking garage, watched the Blackhawks. They land on the streets and then they take these buildings and they have the dogs and they treat it obviously like real time, you know what they're doing. But when everything was said and done, we were kind of messing around, and Dutch is like, "Hey, you want to shoot this gun?" I was like, "Sure," and I was like, "Can I shoot Adam?" And Adam's like, "No," and I'm like, "Come on, just turn around and take it. Just turn around and take one." And he's like, and Dutch, my buddy's like, "It doesn't hurt that bad." So I shot him right in the butthole, and it left like a bruise at the top of his butthole that kind of split his cheeks. And so he had that for a while, and he's like, "That really does hurt." And I was about 10 to 15 feet away, so it was one of the thrills of my life.
Just to clarify, was it your buddy Dutch, the Navy SEAL, that said it didn't hurt much?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That should put a bow on it.
Well, and so that was exciting, and so that was the last time that we've shot pellet guns at each other was that night in Florida.
Well, I know what I'm talking to Adam about next time I get a chance to talk to him. It's probably going to be about that. That
congratulations, coming back. Hey, tell us the time that Matt Holliday shot you.
Right in the buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know how to transition from Adam getting shot in the butt to Cardinal baseball, but I'm going to do it anyhow. When you look at this time of year, Cardinals sitting right now, man, they're three games out of a wild card, and they have the Reds in town. Do you miss playing right around now? Like, cause I do. Like, I start feeling it right now.
Yeah, you start to have the kind of the flashbacks to the 2011 when we were fighting and clawing and scratching just to get an opportunity, and these are the games. You know, the weather starts to cool off a little bit, and you kind of get that next burst of energy. And every night the game matters, and you know every out seems to matter, and you almost have that playoff sense. And I think that's why they say a lot of times the teams that are most dangerous are the ones that have been playing meaningful games the longest when they get in the playoffs. Because when you look at the Brewers and some of these other teams that are they're already run away with the division, and it's just kind of a matter of time before they clinch it. They're already kind of lining things up, and they're giving guys breaks, and they're kind of, you know, lining up for the postseason, where, you know, a team like the Cardinals or the Reds or the Padres or you know, Phillies, whoever ends up with this second wild card, it's going to be have playing, you know, basically been playing playoff games for a full extra month. I think, which gives you an edge going into the playoffs. You've been playing with the back against the wall for a while, and you just kind of roll it in. So this is a great time of the year. You know, those two games on that last road trip where they got walked off, man, those were just daggers to me watching, I'm sure to them playing. But, you know, those are the games that you have, and then all of a sudden they're just ripped out of your arms. And especially when it's this close, that you just go, man, what if they'd have won those two games? You know, where would they be sitting right now, and how close would it actually be? And so it's a fun time of the year, but like I said, it can rip your heart out too.
Matt Holliday joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Matt, a lot of people have been upset. Cardinals fans have been upset. Our boy Jamie Rivers has been really upset.
He had to take the day off.
He's been so upset. That a couple of the key players, Nolan Arenado, one, Paul Goldschmidt, one, Yachty had one. They were out of the lineup, and they're out of the lineup in a wild card chase. Can you talk about playing in September? You know that maybe a postseason game is on the line, taking days off, and kind of explain to fans how that works and why maybe it's still important despite the fact that you want to play as many games as possible down the stretch.
Well, it kind of all depends on how you're feeling. You know, I think it all kind of depends on how your body's holding up. I don't know if they're dinged up. I don't know, you know, to what degree. A lot of that's never known. Nobody ever gets to know. You know, if a guy's, you know, he's got a barking hamstring, or, you know, if his shoulder's sore, or, you know, there's just stuff that goes on in the locker room. And when you play that many games, and those are the guys that take the post every day, and they're in there every day, and the grind that comes with it, and just kind of all the things that go into getting ready and playing those games. So that one is a factor on if a guy has, you know, needs a day off in this situation or late in the season. But two, I think, you know, sometimes when you got a guy, maybe say Nolan, and he's kind of struggling, he has two or three games where his bat looks like, you know, maybe he's a little bit tired, and you know, Max Scherzer's waiting for him on a day game or something like that, where you say, hey, you know, take a refresh, a mental day. You know, if we need you for a big at bat in the set, be ready. And you give Matt Carpenter, you know, a left-hand hitter against Scherzer's slider, maybe he has a better chance of you know, catching one. I don't know. Just for instance, and so, you know, I think as a kind of a cornerstone player, you want to be in every game, especially down the stretch. But it is a long season. Sometimes a day off will get you. Will pay dividend in the next 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 games, where they have a fresh mindset and their body feels rejuvenated, and all of a sudden their production takes a spike. I think is something that actually does happen, and I don't know. So nowadays, I think they track them too with their, you know, with all these devices, and if they think they're on the verge of injury based on sleep and all the things that they're able to calculate. Now, I don't know if that goes into it. So I guess I don't know specifically the answer, but those could all be factors into why a guy gets a day here and there, even this late in the season.
I'm really glad that I was never wearing a tracking device while playing. I'm glad that that just wasn't a thing.
It's like, Brad, you're tired again.
Your rest doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Matt,
what have you been doing, Brad?
Real quick, man, you got any football games you're hung up on this weekend? Because we're here to help. We do this as a team. There's some synergy. You good to go for the pick 'em, or are you and Hub going to get it all figured out?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I think Kansas City would be my lock. I think they're going to beat the Browns by more than 5. You know, the spread's 5.5, and I know we just have to guess the winners. But I think they beat the Browns. I don't know. What do you guys think? What are your locks of the week? Is there any close ones that you think you got to – You got an inside tip on?
Not even an inside. There's a couple that Anthony and I are going to kick around a little bit. I still don't know what to do with the Seahawks-Colts game. Like, I'm not sure there. Wentz is playing this week. We know how good Russ is. The Colts don't have too many weapons on the outside with T.Y. Hilton on the IR. Like, that one, I'm not sure about.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks win. I'll take the best quarterback. If I'm kind of up for grabs on what I think about the rest of the team, I'll take the guy that's won an MVP. I guess, you know, Wentz has two. But I think Russell Wilson is a better quarterback, better bet right now. That'd be my guess.
I'm with you on that one, Matt. I think with Carson Wentz, he hasn't practiced a lot. BT and I were talking about. I mean,
neither did Dak.
Surgery. Oh. Tom still got him though.
That's true.
Russ is going to cook. I think there's a lot of interesting matchups. All right, well, listen, you convince us you're on top of it, Matt. We appreciate it. You got your picks in. You're 1-0 from last night. We're going to give them hell this year.
You know, now that I know that I'm going to get shot with a gun or have to jump into a plunging pool of cold water, I'll lock it in. I didn't guess that I'd really, you know, put into to my brain what the punishment was, so I'll take this a little more serious, boys, and we'll get them.
Yeah, and just for future reference, ask more questions, okay, bud?
Yeah, no problem.
Matt, have a good weekend, man.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks. Yeah. That's Matt Holliday, fifth member of the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.